Everybody, and welcome into doo-wop heaven. And like you, I love doo-wop. It's the new millennium, and to celebrate the year 2000, we're presenting part one, 1931 to 1953, in chronological order, the greatest doo-wop of the past 100 years. You'll hear the most influential artist that started and charted some of the best love music ever recorded. It's our tribute to the most underrated and overlooked portion of rock and roll, doo-wop. And we'll try our best to give it the justice that it deserves. So let's begin at the beginning with our doo-wop heaven time sweep and part one, the dawn of doo-wop.
1931.
Great Depression is on with a vengeance, and the most successful American male group of all time debuts the first of 71 chart singles with Tiger Rag. Four brothers from Piqua, Ohio, Herbert, Donald, Harry, and John Jr., the Mills Brothers.
Maybe I'm right. And maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
The Mills Brothers were destined to influence every other black group that followed them, and they laid the groundwork for the doo-wop era that followed in their wake. More than any other group, the Mills Brothers made black music acceptable to a wide audience. Their warm, mellow sound set the example that dozens of other black groups would emulate. They were the first group to begin the musical journey that would eventually lead to doo-wop. Here's one of their biggest hits from 1944.
Please wait for me till then. No matter when, it will be someday. I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams will live the week. Have a loss,
So pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then,
let's dream of what there will be.
Till then,
we'll call on each memory.
Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait. Till then.
1942.
Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
World War II rages on in Europe and the Pacific, and Warner Brothers releases a little film called Casablanca. That same year, the Mills Brothers record their biggest hit.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal.
As influential as the Mills Brothers were, the other granddaddy of doo-wop groups were just as hot in the 40s. But for their story, we've got to rewind to 1939. The big bands are in full swing, and musical history has changed when Decca Records releases If I Didn't Care. In just 3 weeks, it sells 1 million copies. The group's name is the Ink Spots.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? In a dream that's divine.
Lead tenor Bill Kenny, bass Hoppy Jones, Charlie Fuqua, and Deke Watson were the original Ink Spots. They had a monumental impact on what would become rhythm and blues in the 40s and rock and roll in the 50s. They redefined every aspect of what vocal groups could achieve. Without question, the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers wrote the book on the dawn of doo-wop. Here's an example of just one of their 46 chart hits. 1941.
I don't want to set the world on fire. Just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire.
set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire. And that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
The Ink Spots inspired other groups like the Cats and the Fiddle, who used a ukulele-sounding instrument called a tipple in this 1940 recording, I Miss You So.
Those happy hours that once were ours, I'm missing, yes, I know, most of all.
Cats and the Fiddle, and I Miss You So. The 1940s were dominated by the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots, but there were others that contributed to the rhythm and blues group sound. Had World War II not drafted so many young men into military service, there might easily have been twice as many groups. For most musicologists, the first real doo-wop emerged late in the decade. To hear what that was, we've got to rewind to 1948. Here we are back in 1948, Let's see what we can pick up on our new Philco Magic Eye tuner. The news has just been on, and we've learned that President Truman is dealing with the Berlin blockade. Mahatma Gandhi has been assassinated in India. The Kinsey Report shocks America. The transistor is invented, and TV sets hit 1 million in sales. Now, let's check out the big music stations to see what's hot this year.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy.
Nat King Cole, from that movie about the kid with the green hair. Let's see what else is hot.
Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and bars and buttons and bows.
Dinah Shore, that's from Bob Hope's movie called Paleface. Let's continue down the dial. Peggy Lee. That one hit number one. But to find what we're looking for in 1948, we've got to go down to the rhythm and blues stations near the end of the dial. So let's do that right now. Spin it around here. All right. Here we are. Just in time to hear one of the first real rhythm and blues group records by Sonny Till and the Orioles. That hit the top 15.
Does she love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe it when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire? Just another flame. Oh, once that love would break my heart. She may be just acting and playing a part. If she don't love me, let her tell me so. I can't hold her. If she wants to go, though I'll cry when she's gone, I won't die, I'll live on. If it's so, it's too soon, way too soon.
Too soon to know. Can I believe her when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just a
later in 1950, the Ravens break through with the first song to feature all the elements that become known as doo-wop. And most musicologists agree that this was the first true doo-wop recording.
Caught every star in the midnight sky. Caught every rose, every firefly. How many times I miss you. Oh, heaven knows I miss you.
Considered to be the first real doo-wop recording, The Ravens and Count Every Star, 1951.
Be my love.
South Philadelphia's pride and joy, Alfredo Cocozza, better known as Mario Lanza, sells 2 million copies of Be My Love from the soundtrack of Toast of New Orleans, the most popular operatic tenor since Enrico Caruso, stays on the charts for an incredible 34 weeks, and doo-wop begins its steady climb up the charts. It is the doo-wop bird era. Just about every winged creature was represented, with the possible exception of the roosters and the pterodactyls, enough to fill the San Diego Zoo twice over. One of the best bird groups, the Larks, jumped into the rhythm and blues charts with their version of a 1938 big band hit by the Larry Clinton Orchestra and vocalist B. Wayne. Here's one of the great lead singers of the doo-wop era, Eugene Mumford and the Larks, with their 1951 hit, My Reverie.
All love is a dream, but in my reverie, you can see that this dance was meant.
This 1951 raunchy million seller featured bass singer Bill Brown as Old Dan, who could rock and roll all night long. It was Billy Ward and the Dominoes, and yes, it was banned in Boston.
50-minute man. If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh, yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing and 50 minutes pleasing and 50 minutes of blowing my top. Man ain't treating you right. Come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
60-minute
man.
Call him.
Loving that, I'll rock, roll all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
60 minute man,
they call me
loving day.
I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a
60 minute man.
There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing and 50 minutes of squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top. Man ain't treating you right. Come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. Oh yeah,
60-minute man.
It's 1951, and saxophonist Earl Bostic hits number one with his R&B version of Duke Ellington's 1941 hit, Flamingo. And one of the best doo-wop lead singers, Rudy West, and his excellent group record a 1936 Benny Goodman hit that goes to number one and stays there for 4 weeks. It's also the first doo-wop record that switched leads in the middle of the song, a technique that is later copied by dozens of other groups. It's the Five Keys and the Glory of Love.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your heart break a little. That's the story of the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, and let the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got this world and not of its chance. But when this world
and
1952. It's the age of the solo singers. Eddie Fisher, Al Martino, Doris Day, Rosemary Clooney, Tony Bennett, and even Joan Carmella Babbo, better known as Joni James. Big ballads rule the charts, but 1952 really belonged to a half-deaf, emaciated, teeth-gnashing, shrieking, fist-clenching, almost spastic, super-emotional young man whose appearances on TV electrify the audience. His delivery was almost painful, and for sure, he broke the mold on what ballad singers do on stage. He influenced many singers that followed, including Elvis, Timmy Euro, Brenda Lee, and Jackie Wilson, just to name a few. He has to be included in the dawn of doo-wop because of his emotional style and soulful delivery. His first recording for Columbia Records included four unknown backup singers called the Four Lads. Here is the Prince of Wales, the one and only Johnny Ray with Cry.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better. Don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry.
Here's the most successful R&B group of the 50s, the Clovers, with their 1952 smash, One Mint Julep.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips. I don't remember.
just a starter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry all face rolling. I met Julep. Oh, Met Julep was the cause of it.
Extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man julep. One man julep was the cause of it all.
This is Humble Hive on Doo-Wop Heaven, and you're listening to the Dawn of Doo-Wop, part one of the greatest doo-wop of the past 100 years in chronological order, as we retrace the legendary artist and music that started it all. Let's get back to the dawn of doo-wop on Doo-Wop Heaven and 1952. Here's the hit R&B version of one of the biggest pop hits that year. K-Star was number one, Bobby Wayne had number six, the Bell Sisters were number 10, and Sonny Gale was number 13, and a great group out of Baltimore with lead singer Ernie Warren called the Cardinals was number six on the R&B charts with the same song, The Wheel of Fortune.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Produced by George Golden, the Crows hit it big in 53 with G.
Love that bird. Oh, 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 G, my old G.
This is Humble Hive on Doo-Wop Heaven with the dawn of doo-wop. In June of 53, the Orioles did something unheard of by a black R&B group. They covered a country song originally recorded by Darryl Glenn. It was a big gamble, but it paid off with a number one R&B and number 11 pop hit. 12 years later, Elvis would record it with great success. Here's Sonny Till and the Orioles with Crying in the Chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of plain and simple chapel, where all good people go to pray. I prayed the Lord that I'll grow strong as I live from day to day.
This is Doo-Wop Heaven and the Dazzlin' Drifters.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeped through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on.
Take my breath.
Humble Harp on Doo-Wop Heaven with the dawn of doo-wop on Music Choice. And we're in the year 1953 with an unusual recording that remains one of the most popular and revered doo-wop classics, even though it never hit the charts. Lead singer Willie Winfield is hailed by aficionados as one of the top three doo-wop singers of all time. Not bad for a group that never had a hit. Here's that legendary song, originally a 1947 hit for Joe Stafford. It's the Harp Tones and A Sunday Kind of Love.
Love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I want a lonely road that leads to nowhere.
That's it for this edition of Doo-Wop Heaven, Part 1, 1931 to 1953, the dawn of doo-wop on our special series called The Greatest Doo-Wop of the Past 100 Years in Chronological Order. The most influential artists that started and charted some of the best-loved music ever recorded. We hope you like what you heard and that you'll be back next time when we present part two in chronological order, beginning with 1954. This is Humble Harp, and I got to hit Git and Split. But don't forget to spread love every day. And keep looking up, because God's always looking down.